This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the 46th president is sworn into office today, big tech and censorship has many Americans worried. Republican strategist Chris Prudhomme tells Fox News all voices need to be heard.
Whenever that occurs, people have to understand this is America. This is about freedom. People have no right to tell someone whether their thoughts are on an election process, on life, on values. It is your right as an American to say what you want, to feel how you feel, and you can't take that away from them.
The inauguration in Washington is mainly funded by NBC's Comcast, Google, Microsoft, Verizon, and Amazon. British billionaire Richard Branson's satellite launching company successfully sent a rocket into space for the first time Sunday following a failed attempt last year. The California-based firm's Launcher One rocket flew into Earth's orbit from over the Pacific Ocean and dropped off 10 satellites for NASA's Launch Services program. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Rapper Lil Wayne, Death Row Records co-founder Michael Harry O. Harris are just a couple of people pardoned by President Trump on his way out of the White House. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has more.
In his final hours in office, President Trump issued more than 140 pardons and commutations late Tuesday night. Former strategist Steve Bannon received a pardon accused of defrauding donors to a private effort to build a border wall. Rappers Lil Wayne and Kodak Black were granted commutations, both of them having pled guilty to weapons charges. Former Detroit Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick will also receive a commutation after serving 7 years of a 30-year prison sentence for bribery and racketeering. Some who had lobbied for a pardon were left off the list, like Joe Exotic, Julian Assange, and Edward Snowden. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
In comparison, President Trump pardoned around 150 people. President Obama pardoned over 1,900 folks on his way out the door. Rapper Snoop Dogg has a message for President Trump. That's great work for the president and his team on the way out. End quote. USA Radio News.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The inaugural ceremonies will begin with the national anthem and invocation around 11:30 a.m. Eastern. The president-elect will then be sworn in by Chief Justice John Roberts at noon Eastern on Capitol's West Front, as it is tradition. There will be roughly 1,000 guests in attendance, the majority of whom will be members of Congress and their guests. Looking back at President Trump's inauguration is USA Radio News' Tim Berg.
As thousands of National Guard troops are currently stationed in Washington, D.C. to secure Joe Biden's inauguration, let's take a look back to the inauguration of President Trump. Violence flared on the streets of Washington, D.C. At least 200 people were arrested. Windows were smashed at businesses. People even torched a limo. Thousands of protesters fanned out across downtown Washington in the morning, including some who tried to block security checkpoints to the inauguration festivities. Protests also happened in other parts of the country, including San Francisco and outside Trump Tower in New York City. The group even used the hashtag DisruptJ20 on social media, and Twitter did nothing. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
After he's sworn in, Biden will deliver his inaugural address. Biden will then move to the Capitol's East Front for what is known as Pass in Review, in which a new president assesses the military troops. President Trump is breaking with 150 years of tradition by not joining Biden at the event. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Live.
And we do it not because it's easy, but because it's hard. I think one of our former presidents, a Democrat, John F. Kennedy, said as much. Welcome back. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, we're going to go to Israel right now to talk with my good friend David Rubin, the former mayor of Shiloh, Israel. I know some would say Shiloh, but David has corrected me out of the kindness of his heart, because I do want to honor everything that is Jewish and is Israel, including my good friend David Rubin. David, how are you? Shalom, my friend.
And shalom to you, Bill. And it is okay to say Shiloh. I don't get offended.
No. Well, thank you. And that's good to know, because offense has been running wild here in this country, as you know. In fact, I just released a commentary about people's oversensitivity and offense of one Donald Trump. And I asked, when God asked Adam and Eve, who told you? Who told you were naked? You know, I say to the American people, who told you that Donald Trump was evil? When you consider the tax breaks, the independence, no involvement of wars, bringing our troops home, on and on, what he's done to secure the national security and protect the interests not only of America or of the world. I mean, it is an incredible list that any other president previously would have appreciated maybe a tenth of the accomplishments. But, of course, just like people have been told to think poorly of Donald Trump, they're being told that any of his accomplishments ring quite hollow and are just flat out lies.
And having to do with the Middle East, President Trump has just been remarkable in terms of what he accomplished. And you know, it's a problem, because there are two issues here. You have those who are on the left, who have always played this game of character assassination, and unfortunately, President Trump sometimes fell into the trap, and then you have the other side of it, which is separating the character assassination and separating all of the name calling, and just looking at the accomplishments and making. Mm-hmm. And when it comes to the Middle East, you can make a long list of accomplishments. The accomplishments go on and on and on. Mm-hmm. We would need another show.
Yeah, exactly.
To really give you a basic list, and I'm talking about not even getting into the details, just talking about the moving of the American embassy to Jerusalem, the recognizing Jerusalem as Israel's capital, the recognizing of the strategic Golan Heights in the north as a sovereign part of Israel, the refusing to pay
And look what it and it resulted in. What do we have? Four Arab, Muslim nations coming together, signing peace agreements with Israel. And dare I go ahead?
And then, Bill, just look at the connection between Jerusalem and that. Mm-hmm. The Jerusalem move. There were warnings coming from not just from the left side of the aisle, but from world leaders saying that there is going to be a total blow up in Israel and in the Middle East, and there are going to be riots and attacks on American embassies and you name it. It was going to happen if the United States moved the embassy to Jerusalem and recognized Jerusalem as Israel's capital. Well, guess what? Just the opposite happened.
Exactly.
Just the opposite happened. What happened is that the Arab countries started to get realistic. And they said, okay, what is the situation here? Can I make peace with Israel without suffering the wrath of the Palestinians and international condemnation from the world? And once they realized that the answer is yes, then they were happy to make peace with Israel. And that's why you had four Arab countries that just in the past year decided to normalize relationships with Israel. Mm-hmm. And that's why you had other countries that were in line to also normalize relationships with Israel. Mm-hmm. And to achieve strategic cooperation.
Right.
And it was happening.
Exactly. David, let me ask you this. Now, with Joe Biden as president, is there any indication that there will be a furtherance of Middle East peace that was put into action by Donald Trump, especially even though you have John Kerry still around, but he's part of the administration, who really was kind of made to look bad because he was one of the major naysayers of Donald Trump's moves. And, of course, his success as Secretary of State was questionable anyway. And these moves were so dramatically successful that, to me, Kerry lost so much credibility that now he's got to be the czar of climate. But yet he's still going to have a voice in the administration. And, whether or not, his influence will do anything to support what Donald Trump has already put into motion. And, of course, we know the traditional views of Biden because those were quite evident in 8 years with Obama, right?
Oh, clearly, clearly. And, Biden is a known factor. He's famous or infamous for his interchange, his confrontation with former Prime Minister Menachem Begin, and this goes back about 40 years, but it's important to learn from history, and Biden has been around for a long time. He was in the Senate, and he was the head of one of the committees in the Senate that was meeting with the Prime Minister of Israel, and for those who don't know about Menachem Begin, he was the one who signed the peace agreement with Egypt. He was also a national hero in helping to evict the British colonial power in 1948 from Israel. And but he was always a straight talker. So he met with this committee in the Senate, and Biden starts complaining about certain Israeli acts of self-defense that needed to be done. And Biden was saying, you continue with that, we're going to have to cut off your aid.
Mm-hmm.
And Begin said, don't lecture me about you cutting off aid. We're grateful for everything that you give us, but we're not going to be, we're not a vassal state, and we're not going to just cave in anytime you disagree with us.
Mm-hmm.
Biden didn't take to that very well, but he was really lecturing and really speaking down to Israel, and it was unwarranted.
Right. Kind of similar. What the kind of similar in characterizing his conversation with Ukraine. Right. Just a mere sidebar. More from David Rubin after this. Yeah. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Service. They still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, it's what makes America great, ladies and gentlemen, and I keep insisting we have to return to first principles. Forget about the political parties. The political parties have provided a disservice for us. They have us at each other's throats because in worrying about, you know, us against them, Democrats over Republicans, you know, all it's done is produce anger and hatred and distrust. And we've abandoned the idea of the home team advantage, the red, white, and blue. We are Americans at the end of the day. This is what we're trying to do, is to make America greater and stronger, not only for ourselves, but for, you know, our family members, our kids, our grandkids who are coming after us. What America, what kind of America are we leaving for them? 19 minutes after the top of the hour, in a conversation with the former mayor of Shiloh, Israel, David Rubin, continues. David, I want you to pick up the conversation as you were walking us through a little bit of history and what we can expect and what lies in, you know, possibly in jeopardy here under a Biden administration.
Well, the main area, there are mainly two areas of conflict, okay? There are two areas of potential conflict, I should say. One of them is of course, the question of the Jewish communities in Judea and Samaria, the so-called West Bank, which the Trump administration recognized as not being illegal. They said that Israel has a claim to those areas, and they're absolutely not illegal. So that's one potential area of conflict. Look for Biden to renew the relationship with the Arab countries. Excuse me, not with the Arab countries, with the Palestinian Authority.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
I look for that to happen. That should be happening soon, and they will not have to stop their monthly payments to terrorists in exchange for that renewed relationship and renewed financial aid, I should point out.
What's in it for the United States to do this with the Palestinians, David?
It's the left-wing agenda. The radical left has achieved a lot of strength within the Democratic Party, and the radical left is anti-Israel, and as represented by Congresswomen Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, and they even have Chuck Schumer talking their game.
Right, and that's rich. Yeah, that Schumer would bail, you know, would bail and be part and parcel of it. This is the amazing thing, and I think a bit confusing, and you touched this on this a little bit earlier, David, just to clarify with people. You know, the Democratic Party is not your father or your grandfather's Democratic Party. It's not JFK's Democratic Party. It is so bifurcated, and you've got this left progressive wing that sometimes when things are said about the progressive wing of the Democratic Party, it's all generalized in the context of Democrats, and that alienates people from the conversation, because they, well, that's not me. Well, but it's your party. It's the same thing like with the Muslims. You know, Muslims want to say, well, that's not me. We're not radical. We're not looking, you know, to murder your families and kids. Well, but it's the radical Muslims. They do represent you, and they do give people an impression of Muslims. And so whose fault is that? I mean, that's really up to, if you want to say the 90% of Muslims who want to live peacefully, well, it's up to them to get control of that 10%, if that's even possible, just as it's up to the Democrats to get control of this progressive left wing. But it is amazing that right now what they're riding on is something that even in their own party, David, during the primary, 70% of Democrats said, we're not interested. But this new Green Deal and all this other progressive stuff that they've been, you know, promoting and thrusting upon the people that didn't pass the test in the primary, suddenly, because Joe Biden gets elected, somehow that has place and standing. I think this is interesting.
Yeah, and Bill, the problem is that in the Democratic Party, the word liberal no longer is respectable.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times the GOP falls into the trap of using the term liberal to describe what is extremely radical.
Mm-hmm.
I remember hearing Kelly Loeffler during her debate with Warnock in Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
She was referring to Warnock as being a radical liberal.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a contradiction in terms. Being liberal isn't radical. that's what being a liberal actually means.
Right. You can actually you can actually reason with liberals, David. Right? That's that's what you're saying. Yeah.
Exactly. You can reason with liberals because they believe in the free exchange of ideas. However, you cannot reason with people who want to shut you down, who you know, who want to change the names of any institutions that are named after American heroes, mm-hmm. that want to tear down monuments to American heroes. That those aren't liberals.
Yeah, they want to re-identify gender, and even on the floor of Congress, where I guess it's okay to talk about a woman and a man. I mean, this is how bifurcated and bizarre it is. Nancy Pelosi says the new rules are that you can actually speak it, but you can't write it down.
So I also heard that blessing that was said by Representative Cleaver, in which he said a man and a woman.
Yeah,
I mean, it was ridiculous. Yeah. Ridiculous because it's the word amen comes from a Hebrew word which means that God is faithful. That's the root of the word. That's where it comes from.
I agree. So be it. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but it has no the actual meaning.
It has no gender implication.
Gender.
Exactly.
No, of course not.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
I'm insane. It's what I call gender insanity.
Yeah. Well, and that's what progressives do. And that's what you're talking about, the difference between liberals and progressives. The progressives are the one that have gone, they've gone overboard, but they've tainted the character of the Democratic Party. And it's going to be up to the Democratic Party to do what they can, if they can control it. But even Nancy Pelosi has sold out, and she's, she's folded up like a $2 lawn chair.
She has. Anything to keep power.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, with Biden, you write that he's about to go nuclear with Iran. Nuclear negotiations have already begun with Iran. And as I mentioned to you off air, I said it to our audience earlier. I think it's quite interesting that Mike Flynn, because of a conversation with a Russian representative, went through all kinds of hell and, you know, what have you, and had to be pardoned by the president. It was absolutely ridiculous just for a conversation. Which you would think in the natural course of business might be prudent with the incoming administration. In this particular case, you've got the Biden team already having conversations about policy with Iran to re-enter the JCPOA. Where's the investigation? Where's the special counsel? Where is the response that would be similar to that of what happened to Mike to General Kelly?
Well, that's absolutely true, and but it shows the double standard that exists. Anyone from the Trump administration was guilty as charged before they even came in. So it's quite a different situation. It's also a bad negotiating tactic show such an overeagerness to negotiate that you can negotiate even before you've had one cabinet member approved by Congress.
Exactly. And oh, by the way, Biden was none too happy when he tried to interfere with the negotiations between China and the EU, as you'll recall. He tried to get them to wait until after he was confirmed and elected, and in office before they made that deal. And, of course, the Chinese and EU said, go pound sand. He was none too happy about that. But I guess that interference doesn't count either. Just saying. He is the former mayor of Shiloh, Israel, David Rubin. Thank you, David. Appreciate it. Take care. God bless.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least four times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. That's 800-633-1378.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the 46th president is sworn into office today, big tech and censorship has many Americans worried. Republican strategist Chris Prudhomme tells Fox News all voices need to be heard.
Whatever occurs, people have to understand this is America. This is about freedom. People have no right to tell someone whether their thoughts are on an election process, on life, on values. It is your right as an American to say what you want, to feel how you feel, and you can't take that away from them.
The inauguration in Washington is mainly funded by NBC's Comcast, Google, Microsoft, Verizon, and Amazon. British billionaire Richard Branson's satellite launching company successfully sent a rocket into space for the first time Sunday following a failed attempt last year. The California-based firm's Launcher One rocket flew into Earth's orbit from over the Pacific Ocean and dropped off 10 satellites for NASA's Launch Services program. This is USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
Instead of the United States broke with tradition, he's not there for the inauguration. I mean, given an opportunity to hang around with people that maligned him and hated him to extreme measures, he decides that he'd rather, you know, head down to Florida here and he had his tea time. And maybe some people can't blame him at all, and much to the chagrin of one Nancy Pelosi. Yes, Nancy, the president did leave in a peaceful manner. He didn't have to be dragged out by the military. You didn't need to get all the generals together in order to extricate him and, you know, unclench his hands that were grabbing on to the edges of the Oval Office desk. All is well. And as predicted, when you said back in September that you knew that Joe Biden would become the 46th president of the United States. Well, somehow you were right, because so many people, when you first made that statement, were shocked, and they were not there where you are. But, you know, today we're realizing that Joe Biden, however way you want to say it, and whatever your impressions are, is the 46th president of the United States. But meanwhile, we're still dealing with COVID and the illusion of control, ordering the virus around, as Phil Kirpin says, doesn't work. Phil is the president of American Commitment, and he's here to tell us all about it. Phil, good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
I'm pretty good, Bill. How are you?
Hey, doing okay. I mean, we're getting through this, and, you know, and hey, God's still in charge. So hope and change for me hasn't been altered one iota.
That's a good attitude. you know, sometimes you lose, sometimes you win. Usually when they win, we get a big backlash a couple years later. So we'll see how it goes. You know, they can't help themselves with all the crazy left-wing stuff, though. So.
Right. Well, you know, I believe the right's indictable. I mean, you have people, you know, in the GOP that are more interested. I mean, there's just something about the disease of becoming a politician. I mean, our founding fathers envisioned citizen politicians. And the political class has become a class unto itself, a profession unto itself, which was never the intent. And the system is set up in such a way to where, you know, the idea of serving the American people is set aside because as soon as you get into office, what you're most concerned about is survival, especially if you're there on a 2-year term. I mean, how many days do you actually get to practically legislate? When, you know, you're worried about the next election and you've got to be, about fundraising.
Not many. Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot to that.
Right. So just, you know, not to be cynical, it's just saying, hey, look, I think we've learned some things over the years. You think we could make some adjustments, but it's difficult when you have a power class in position like we do. And, you know, the whole idea of we the people is noted in our Constitution has to be apprehended and realized by we the people. You know, Donald Trump 4 years ago said that he was going to put the government back in the rightful hands of the people. And, you know, by and large, because of ignorance and lack of knowledge, people don't they really don't know what that means. And what that power represents, they're relying too much on this political class to do their bidding for them. And then we wonder why we're $27 trillion in debt and you've got duplicative waste and you've got mass corruption going on.
I pretty much have to agree with all of that. Yeah. We've got a government that has become a special interest in itself. And that serves itself rather than serving us. And I think President Trump fought against that in many ways, and he made some headway. But ultimately, he was sort of defeated by the swamp machine. He failed to drain it sufficiently, I guess.
Well, it's amazing, you know, because you had guys like Schiff and Nadler and others saying that the deep state didn't exist, right? But then you had Schumer says, hey, in a sense, you don't want to tick off the deep state because they, you know, they have ways. They can come and get you. And Donald Trump discovered that during this last election. But, you know, the deep state joined by the establishment media, big tech, corporate America, the communist Chinese, I mean, you know, you look at that, you know, that force that came against Donald Trump and the American people. I mean, it's a wonder that Donald Trump, in spite of all that, was still able to garner 75 million votes, Phil.
Yeah, it's a record number except for his opponent. You know, it would have been enough to win any other election in American history.
Exactly.
By a considerable distance. And so, you know, it's kind of interesting because the left always tells us that, you know, Republicans only win by voter suppression and all the people who don't bother to vote would vote Democrat. And, you know, turnout always means Democrats will win. And then I think what we really saw with President Trump is that a lot of people who don't usually vote will vote for a conservative if it's somebody who connects with them the way President Trump did. And he brought out a lot of non-voters.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that had we not had this massive change to our electoral system with all the mail-in voting and all of the money and technology that Democrats had to get unprecedented turnout themselves, mostly through, you know, the mail ballot operations, he would have won. He would have won basically by turning out non-voters.
Right. Exactly. Well, the thing, and people that were alive, I mean, really alive, I mean, he didn't need the cemetery vote like those on the left did, which is a whole nother discussion altogether. But the other thing, Phil, I think that's being greatly overlooked, and this has been, you know, part of my issue with the Republican Party, is that they seem to be so reactive. I mean, it's almost like they need a tutorial from Wayne Gretzky, you know, the great hockey player. You know, they asked Wayne, they go, what is it about you? He said, well, I just had this ability to look to where the puck was going. I didn't go to where the puck was. I looked to where it was going, right? So it helped him anticipate. And he seemed to be just that much, you know, maybe a step and a half ahead of everybody else because of that, right? And the Republicans, they have no idea of where the puck's going until it's already there. And that's the thing, you know, it's like, guys, wake up. I mean, how long do you have to be in this deal? You saw in California in the midterms what they did there by, in the dark of night, Gavin Newsom and the Democrats of the one-party state of California passed a law that made it acceptable to ballot harvest.
Right.
When they ballot harvested, they flipped seven red seats to blue within one voting cycle. You don't do that. Straight up, you do that by cheating and ballot harvesting.
You know, we did the same. You know what happened this year in California is the Republican Party said, "Hey, we don't like the rules, but if the Democrats are doing it, we've got to do it too."
Exactly.
And they won a bunch of those seats back, and so I think, you know, if this mail-in voting is here to stay, and I hope it isn't for a variety of reasons, but if it is, then Republicans have to do exactly what the Democrats did and have a massive program to get everyone to vote by mail and, you know, go make sure everyone sends it in. And if you haven't sent it in yet, go to your house and bother you. And all of the stuff that the Democrats did, if that's how the game is now played, Republicans are going to have to do it too.
Well, yeah, but, you know, my point, Phil, and I think you would agree, is that you're reacting. You're not being proactive. I mean, this wasn't news. I mean, you saw this happening. Yes, okay, you got it right this time. Good for you. But meanwhile, you saw, in fact, it was reported, you know, quite clearly, the Democrats were being proactive. Eric Holder et al. And all the attorneys. They had hundreds of attorneys going to all these local states that were, you know, that were Republican controlled, and they overwhelmed the legislatures and the states in order to get their way and how the, you know, the whole process was going to be conducted. I mean, where
they
was
very
the
good lawyers? They're very good lawyers. Bill, they also got the Green Party kicked off the ballot in Georgia, Pennsylvania, and Arizona. And you look at the states, Wisconsin, they got the Green Party kicked off the ballot in all those states.
Amazing that they were able to do that. I mean, you talk about suppressing the vote, right?
Well, you know, they do whatever they have to do to win. And, you know, we need to do a little bit better lawyering ourselves rather than challenging things after the fact when it's too late.
Yeah, we got to keep an eye on where the puck's going and be proactive and not be reactive for the sake of conservative values. We're talking with Phil Kirpin, and our conversation with him will be more COVID-related.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital is offering a low 30-year fixed rate at 2.375 with a 2.39% APR with no lender fees. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.375 with a 2.39% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 30-year fixed at 2.375 with a 2.39% APR. Call the experts at Edward Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-D787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Group by the road. This is the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
Hey, we're back with you, along with Phil Kirpin, the president of American Commitment. Phil, you write that, you know, there is the, you know, this whole issue of COVID and the illusion of control ordering the virus around. I mean, how is that working for us?
Well, it hasn't worked anywhere, and something really interesting but undercovered by the media happened just a couple of days ago, and that is California has now passed Florida in total per capita COVID cases, cumulative to date. There have now been higher overall COVID per capita in California than in Florida, despite 9 months of lockdowns and school closures and business restrictions, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Florida's been wide open for months, and California's now got more total per capita cases, which just goes to show you that despite all of these, you know, politicians and public health officials saying this stuff works, nothing really seems to work. The virus does what the virus is going to do, and we're adding massive additional harms on top of that, massive economic harms, educational harms, social harms, on top of that with the lockdown. And it's just crazy. We're doing it because politicians can't admit that you can't stop a highly transmissible respiratory virus through government dictate. So they stick with this stuff, even though it's not working.
Well, when you are control hungry and control minded, and you come up against something that is out of your control, you're still utilizing, you know, the same type of strategies that you used when, you know, seemingly you could control things. You know, it's like they say, if the only tool you have is a hammer, then everything looks like a nail. And you know, Donald Trump, you know, warned America, warned everybody, the scientists, that, hey, don't let the solution be worse than the problem. I mean, that was really quite profound and insightful on his part. But because it came from Donald Trump, somehow it lost meaning. But, hey, you can choose not to accept the warning, but the results are empirical and they're clear. I mean, here it is, science, you know, oh, we got to listen to the scientists. You know, we got to look at the data. Well, the data would tell us clearly that lockdowns are not going to work. It's a small percentage of the population of our country that is very vulnerable. And what we're doing is locking down the healthy people along with everybody. I mean, it's one size fits all. It's that same old government approach to things of one size fits all. And this has been a problem every time the government does that.
Yeah, no question. It's not even just the government. It's also kind of the media and the whole sort of left-wing culture, and they've sort of decided that, you know, like so many things with the left, it's the intentions that matter, not the results. And so where you have the governors who've sort of stood against the tide of lockdowns and restrictions, the two that really stand out are DeSantis in Florida and Noem in South Dakota. Mm-hmm. Well, they got, you know, hammered every single day when they went through their bad waves of the virus. As the thing rose in their states, they got attacked every single day. And then, of course, when it fell, it fell in their states the same as it fell in every other state, even mm-hmm. though they didn't do the lockdowns and the mask mandates and so forth, no coverage of it on the way down.
Right.
And, you know, in all of these other places, you know, when it falls, they praise the governors, they praise the mayors, they praise the people who imposed restrictions as if that was the reason that it declined, even though it pretty much rises and falls everywhere, regardless of whether they adopt those policies or not. And so it takes a lot of courage as a politician to not impose measures when you know you're going to be attacked and you're going to be blamed. And if you impose these restrictions, then you, whenever it falls, which it eventually will everywhere, you get credit for it. And so
right.
the easy political thing to do, even though it's so destructive economically and socially, is to impose lockdowns. And that's why we've seen so many of them.
It's politically arrogant, isn't it?
Oh, astonishingly, yeah.
And this is what's happened and what's been imposed upon, you know, we the people. And as you say, look, at you've got evidence around the world for that matter. I mean, the world is an entire petri dish of COVID right now that we can extract information from. And except from China, you know, because they're not going to be forthcoming. You know, they want to hold their cards close to themselves, because I believe that, you know, they're a bit fearful. If anybody's fearful about any kind of repercussions, I think it could be China at the end of the day, even though their tentacles go deep into all these countries around the world. And there's a lot of money involved. But, you know, there's going to be a day of retribution for what China has released on the world.
Yeah, I don't trust any of the data coming out of China, and you know, I don't think anyone else should either. We do have, we've basically got two places that lockdowns worked, and it's New Zealand and Australia, and that's because they were able to have total border control,
mm-hmm.
and they were able to do it very early on when there was very limited community transmission. They were able to identify and isolate all the cases. You know, once you get widespread community transmission, it's impossible. And we've always known that. That was
yes.
pre-pandemic planning guidance by the CDC, the World Health Organization. Everyone said, you know, if you've got 1% of the community or more that's got a virus, forget about it. You're not going to stop it from circulating among, you know, pretty much everyone. And in Europe and the U.S., by the time we even knew this thing existed, it was already widespread. And so there was never any hope of the lockdown succeeding here.
Well, the president restricting travel, you know, from China to the West was helpful. I still believe, I haven't talked to him directly or anybody that knows for sure, but my gut tells me that he wanted to close down the East as well. But the political pressures were so heavy that he couldn't accomplish that. And, of course, look what happened. You know, New York was pulverized and further exacerbated by some bonehead ideas by the governor, who was since, you know, somehow, ironically, I mean, this guy is responsible for the death of so many people in nursing homes, and then they give him an award?
Unbelievable. Yeah, I mean, that's the common strand. The places in the world that have had the worst outcomes, Lombardy, Italy, the United Kingdom nationwide, New York, New Jersey, they all had some version of that policy of, you know, keeping highly infectious people in nursing homes rather than moving them to hospitals and keeping them there. And that's kind of the common thread between the places that are significantly worse than everywhere else. And
Bill, how do you get there with that? I mean, to me, that's so illogical. And I'm not saying that, you know, 2020 or as a Monday morning quarterback, on its face, that doesn't even seem to make any kind of sense whatsoever. How do you get there?
Well, I mean, I think you have to have a really sort of cavalier attitude towards the, you know, the value of the lives of our, you know, seniors, especially the most vulnerable ones are in those facilities. And the philosophy, I think, in all these places that adopted versions of that policy was, you know, we've got to protect the hospitals for, you know, the rest of society. We got to keep them empty and ready for the rest of society. And, you know, the nursing homes will sort of fend for themselves and whatever happens, happens there. And, you know, that policy was also implemented in Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. By Rachel Levine, who's now been nominated by Joe Biden to be the first, you know, Senate-confirmed transgendered person as Assistant Secretary of HHS. And, you know, it's all identity politics all the time with the Democrats. But from my point of view, you know, transgender or not, this is the person who presided over a catastrophic nursing home disaster. And by the way, moved her own mother out of a nursing home and into a hotel, you know, to avoid what was being imposed on the nursing home.
Exactly. It wasn't like Governor Cuomo put his mother into a nursing home, right?
I don't think his mother was in one, no. But, you know,
but I'm saying, you know, along the same lines, yeah. Interesting what we do for our own parents, but yet, you know, the minions are susceptible to this kind of idiotic policy. And, you know, the thing is, whether we're talking about this governor or Governor Cuomo, you know, all the way on, you know, it smacks of the Peter principle, Phil. You know, people rising to their level of incompetence. I mean, it seems to be running quite rampant. And I think this could be a rather pernicious time for our country. And this is why more than ever, we the people, I mean, the citizens of America, the proud holders of the legacy of first principles of what this country stands for, they are the ones that are in charge. We're the ones that are in charge, and we have to exercise that authority. The president serves at our, you know, at our response, at, you know, at our service, not the other way around. And we've got to reverse that around, because the ruling elites have taken over, and they're, you know, you've got the wrong people running the insane asylum, it seems.
Yeah, and unfortunately, a lot of them are failing upwards with this new administration. And so, you know, I really hope that the Senate will vet all of these nominees very carefully and use this as an opportunity to spotlight, you know, the policy mistakes in a lot of these Democratic states. And I hope we don't get forced to bail them out also budget-wise, because we've got a bifurcated economy right now,
right,
where the states that didn't lock down ever or had brief lockdowns are doing really well economically. And you got states like Nebraska and South Dakota with unemployment at 3.5%. And then you got New York and Illinois and California that are total basket cases, and Biden wants us to bail them out with our tax dollars. I hope that doesn't happen.
Well, you can hope, but you know it's going to, because that's what they do. They protect their own. And this is why they fought so hard, because they knew under a Trump administration, good luck, go pound sand. You created this for yourself. Yes, we've helped you, and we're going to help you to a point, but we're not going to heal you because of all the past mistakes. I mean, between, you know, all these retirement commitments and everything that they have made in the various states, and the lack of fiduciary responsibility. Hey, guess what? We get to bail them out, I guess, huh? Lucky for us.
We'll try to stop it in Congress.
Amen. All right. He's the president of American Commitment. Phil Kirpin has been with us. Phil, great job. Appreciate it. Have a great day, buddy. Take care.
Have a good one.
You got it.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.